Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. We do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And one of them, Young Yen, making their path towards that next level is the standout Western Kentucky Hilltopper safety hybrid linebacker, if you will, Caleb Oliver. Also spent the beginning of his career at Georgia Tech, and he also was Conference USA honorable mention after a fabulous final season, 62 tackles, 2 sacks, and a career-high 4 interceptions. What a wonderful way to end things as he makes his path towards the next level. With that said, Caleb, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's good. How are you doing? I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you on. We have a lot to talk about in a short amount of time. So I'm curious. I mean, a guy like yourself, you size-wise, and I'm sure you get this all the time, I mean, you are such a unique player. I mean, your height, your size, your athleticism. Where do you think your best skill set is? I mean, do you feel most comfortable at safety? Do you think teams see you as a linebacker? Kind of take us through what you think suits you best.
I mean, honestly, with my training up to now, I've just been pretty versatile, as you said, just as I got bigger and got stronger. Either one, safety or linebacker, closer to the box, in the slot, it really doesn't matter to me. It's just the way that I train. I'm just able to, as you said, move around, be more versatile.
Definitely. And I got to ask, I mean, were you the bigger, better athlete from the get-go? I mean, if you were playing Pop Warner, Pee Wee, was Caleb Oliver the kid with the ball in your hands every single time?
Honestly, no. I went through a part of my life, it was kind of like the end of high school, the end of middle school, early high school. I had a knee surgery, and it kind of just put me out. So then it took me a second to grind back and get to the player that I am today.
Oh, wow. Wow. So you kind of blossomed into that. So I guess kind of let's fast forward or rewind to your high school days. So you're coming off the knee injury. You're beginning your high school career. Mm-hmm. Kind of take us through what positions that you played, Caleb, and how did you end up on the defensive side of the football?
One of my coaches honestly said, you're a safety. So he threw me back there at safety my freshman year. I was at a new school with new coaches in a new city. So he knew about my brother. He knew about my family already. So he said, you're a safety. So he threw me back there at safety. But at this time, I was a long, leaky kid, kind of uncoordinated. I was able to make plays just because I had an eye for the ball and stuff like that, but I was still blossoming, as you said.
I love it. Excellent stuff. Once again, Caleb Oliver here on the C2P. If you folks ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find our featured guest from Western Kentucky again as he makes his path towards his 2023 NFL draft. So, Caleb, you know as well as anybody. I mean, you go off to a big-time program like Georgia Tech. You wrap up your career with Western Kentucky. But you know as well as anybody, you could have arrived on campus in 2018. Maybe things don't work out. Maybe you never get to become the player you do become. When do you kind of get the sense that what you're doing on a Saturday is going to allow you this opportunity to make a living on a Sunday? Caleb?
Could you ask that again?
When do you kind of get the sense in your playing career that you're going to have the opportunity to kind of, you know, play on a Sunday afternoon? I mean, you know, you could have had great games against great opponents. Maybe your coaches say, hey, Caleb, keep doing what you're doing. But, you know, now you're training, your pro day. You're playing. So go ahead.
I mean, as you said, just as I came up in the collegiate career, I was just able to finding that can make it plays and finding the ball, being able to make those plays for my team, being that guy that you can move around in any situation, keep him out there on the field, not having to sub as much because you have him on the field. He's able to play safety. He's able to come down, play in the slot, able to slide there and play a linebacker. He's that guy. He's very versatile, and he's versatile at different spots, and he's able to make plays at those spots. So as my career went on, and I transferred from Georgia Tech to Western, and I saw that the same thing was happening. I mean, they were saying the more versatile you are, the better opportunity you have. So a lot of coaches, they do believe that I will have a shot at the next level.
Fair enough. And I'm curious, I mean, this past season, I mean, you put up, I think, career numbers in almost nearly every statistic in terms of, you know, sacks, tackles for loss, INTs. With the Hilltoppers in your final year, did anything change? I mean, kind of, or did it just kind of everything come together for you? Or were there some schematic things defensively that allowed you to blossom a little bit more than what you have done previously?
I mean, it was a little bit of all of that. With the scheme of our DC, it was easy to learn and easy to adapt and play multiple positions. They kind of all did the same type thing, especially as a DB. So, I mean, it was pretty easy on that end. And then as a player, it just kind of all came together. Like, it was just more simple to me. I was able to see the field more. I was able to feel to feel better, able to, it kind of slowed down for me. And then along with my position coach, Kenato Hudson, every day was just go, 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 go. So when it was game time, it kind of did, everything just kind of slow-mo, and I was able to make plays.
And I believe you just wrapped up your pro day. How did that go for you? I know you always want to run faster, jump higher, lift more. I mean, nobody's ever going to be happy.
Absolutely.
I mean, go ahead. How did it go for you?
Oh, it went very well. As you know, as a perfectionist, as athletes are, we always want to do more, as you said. But it went very well. Position works did well. I spoke with a team afterwards, got great feedback from my agents, and from there, I just keep training.
Does that put some pep in your step, some validation in all hard your work? You do your pro day, you get done wrapping up, you talk with the team, and then your agent says, hey, Caleb, you know, we got some nice feedback. Does that kind of even motivate you more to do even better?
Honestly, yes, because, you know, for most of us, this was a dream from, you know, when we were little kids, 5 years old. So to see this coming true and coming to fruition from all the hard work and everything that we put in, I know it's just kind of numbing to a lot of people, but I mean, just got to keep going. I've got to see it through.
Definitely. And I'm curious, because I see so many variables across the internet. I've seen you as high as 6'5". I've seen you as light as 206. What is your height and weight?
I'm all of 6'2", and then I weigh about 222, so I'm pretty big on the bigger side for a DB.
Now that's terrific size. And is that where you usually play at, or did you try to bulk up, or is this kind of your normal playing weight around 223?
This is kind of just my normal size. I played around 217 to 220 this past season, and then as I trained, I just kind of been to 220 to 225 just because I added on more muscle. It just kind of gotten bigger just naturally.
Yeah, I'm excited for you, Kay. Look, I said, I think you're such a unique prospect in terms of, you know, your size and ability. And I love Durs, really, and I'm complimenting you, but you just said so casually, you know, like, you know, I can play in the slot or I can play in the box. You know, it's those are a lot of – those are hard things to do, playing the slot and I compliment you. But when you said it, it was just so – you know, it was just like, I can run the point, or I could go down, I can rebound underneath the basket, whatever you want to do. So, do you get comparisons to anybody at the next level?
It's kind of hard to compare me, just because I can do a lot of different things. As you were just saying, people try to compare me to like certain safeties, but then, those safeties won't, where, like, those safeties wouldn't be, like, a type of safety you would roll down into the box to play closer to the ball type, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
like
it's like
very
a lot of comparisons. Like they're like, yeah, you play like this, but then again, you kind of play you don't. So I'm like, I kind of just brush those off. I'm like, I got my own style, I guess.
And you definitely do, and it's worked out for you well, as we are almost 3 weeks away from this 2023 draft. We've been talking X's and O's this entire program. Outside of the game of football, do you have other hobbies, other interests? How do you just like spending a normal day when you're away from the game?
Oh, man, I have a family. I have an amazing girl. I have an amazing little girl as well. She's 3 years old, about to be four here in September. If I'm not doing football, they pick up most of my time. So I'm a family man. I mean, ain't not much to it.
Yeah, and I can vouch for him. I went on his Twitter page yesterday or earlier, whenever, and yeah, you can definitely see pictures. I mean, he has family posted everywhere. I saw birthday cakes. I saw your little girl, and I was like, yeah, a beautiful family that you
yeah,
have going.
Yeah, I'm really honestly rarely on Twitter. On my Instagram at d.caleb.oliver, you can check that out. That's where I'm mostly on. You'll see my little girl. And then if you follow my girl, you'll see our whole life. She has a TikTok. She has an Instagram. She does vlogs, videos, everything. You'll keep up with my little girl. You'll see how amazing and you'll see how funny she is.
Ah, excellent stuff, man. I'll have to give that a follow myself. Well, hey, my friend, we are almost out of time, but we always like to wrap the show up. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
All right, let's do it.
All right. Now, you mentioned your daughter. She's about to turn 4 years old, so I assume that she might watch cartoons. I don't know, but if she does, what's that cartoon that you watch with her, and what's that favorite theme song of all the cartoons that you enjoy the most?
Well, she loves Doc McStuffins, and that's honestly the one I can sit there and watch with her. It's kind of cool. She kind of turns into Doc McStuffins herself. She has a little Doc McStuffins medical bag, so she'll sit there and she'll play with her toys as, you know, Doc McStuffins fixing up her toys. So it's kind of cute, but Doc McStuffins is definitely the one that she's stuck on.
Excellent, excellent stuff. And how about this one? You can pick between Western Kentucky or Georgia Tech. What coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice, Caleb? An absolute no-no.
Let's see. Let's go back to Georgia Tech. Let's go back to my sophomore year. We had a cornerback coach, Coach Speed, and there was this one certain word that as young kids like to use that he would not go for no matter what color you are. It didn't matter. So that word never got said anywhere near practice, locker room. It kind of just fed out of a lot of people's vocabulary. So that was a big pet peeve of his. He did not go for any of that language.
You know, it's funny I mean, we have so many kids on the program, and that there's always a different response. That's why we keep asking. It's just fun to hear, you know, what could drive a coach nuts. And how about this one? I mean, we are still close to this draft, but I assume the weekend of the draft, you're going to be surrounded by your family and your friends waiting to find out where you land, waiting to hear your name called. With that said, Caleb, who is the best cook? Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made for you as you celebrate this next football journey?
Oh, man. Best cook in my family, I'm going to say myself, obviously, because I cook all the time. I love to cook. But other than me, it would be my dad. He grills out. He can grill pretty well. He has a special barbecue sauce he makes, chicken, hot dogs, ribs, pork shoulder, whatever you want. He'll throw it on the grill. He'll get it right. My dad would cook up some fall-off-the-bone ribs for me. That would be nice.
Definitely, yeah. Well, I forbid you to cook on your own draft day because you got to worry about picking the bones. Yeah, and you'll be burning food because you're going to be worried about, you know, making sure that you get, you know, hear that you do not want to miss that phone call. So now your dad is on the clock
for
the grill.
Sure.
Yeah, man. And you're on that clock for the 2023 draft. Hey, Caleb, it was a pleasure sharing you with our audience. Best wishes to you, your baby girl's fourth birthday coming up. You guys have continued success and blessings, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Caleb Oliver, the standout Conference USA honorable mention safety linebacker, if you will, Mr. Versatility. And again, you got to love what this kid brings to the table. 6'2", 223, officially from his mouth. And like I said, a lot of times I even catch stuff on the internet is, you know, when we post our numbers, sometimes people question where our numbers come from. We're like, well, hey, listen to the podcast. But nonetheless, a lot to like about this young man. And as he mentioned during his pro day, he got some positive feedback. That's great trajectory as these arrows are pointing up so close to this 2023 NFL draft.
This has been a C2P exclusive.